You're listening to SBS News.
In the streets of Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, the annual carnival goes on while others line up outside medical stores to stock up on face masks. A Brazilian man who recently returned home from holidaying in Italy has tested positive to coronavirus. His is the first recorded case in Latin America. As the situation improves in China, the list of countries hit globally grows. There have been some 81,000 infections worldwide and nearly 3,000 deaths, according to the latest figures from the World Health Organization. Cases of the virus have appeared in 8 new countries: Algeria, Austria, Croatia, Georgia, Greece, Norway, Pakistan, and Switzerland, bringing the number of countries hit to around 40. Hans Kluger, Europe's regional director at the World Health Organization, has a stern message for his continent.
To the governments in Europe, the message is be prepared. And when there are patients, they should be treated with dignity and compassion and a good communication with the public.
Several of the countries say their coronavirus infections can be traced to Italy, Europe's worst outbreak of the novel coronavirus, COVID-19. But Carl Ekdahl at the European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control told the BBC that closing borders is not the right way to tackle the outbreak.
Border closure is never effective. There is a saying that microbes don't respect any borders. And actually, in this case, Italy was the European countries that had the most strict border controls. And it was also the first country to be hit, while other countries with open borders have not yet had this kind of situation. So that is not an effective measure.
Andrea Amon, also from the centre, says the outbreak could just be the beginning.
Our assessment is that we will likely see similar situations in other countries in Europe, and that the picture may, in the coming weeks, vary from country to country.
Meanwhile, South Korea announces more than 1,200 infections, by far the largest confirmed outside China, and 12 deaths. And Pakistan has confirmed its first cases of coronavirus. Health Minister Zafar Mirza says one person tested positive in Pakistan's largest city, Karachi, and another in the capital, Islamabad.
In dono logon ki history mein,
both of them have been found with a history of travelling to Iran recently. Both have links to journeys to Iran within the last 14 days. I think it's necessary to tell Pakistani people here what our reaction should be to this. I would say that we shouldn't get unnecessarily worried and that we shouldn't create panic.
Meanwhile, Hong Kong's government will give almost $2,000 in cash to every permanent resident in a bid to jumpstart an economy in recession after months of protests and now the coronavirus outbreak. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.